Flower Mound, a Cumulus station. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Dan. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
It really did happen. One more time from Ringo's, where tomorrow it's going down. Right?
Oh, it's on.
You know it.
What time?
Donovan will be, what will you be doing?
Kicking it.
Kicking it.
Yeah.
You'll be in your
leprechaun
costume. You ever see that show?
Block
you ever
party?
Watch Kicking It?
Who's in it?
You?
I don't know.
It's a Disney show.
Oh, no.
No.
Gates open at 1. Don't worry about the rain. This thing will be tinted. It's all good. It's going to be a party. I will be here. You're here tomorrow. Huh? Yes, sir. It's my holiday.
Okay.
Because you're so Irish. Donovan.
Yeah?
Good point.
Can see it.
Donovan Lewis. Boom.
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 St. Patrick's Day.
Don't laugh at that.
All right, it's UFC weekend, everybody. So tomorrow, just think of me as the big rig is holding that belt above his head.
Oh, I'll be thinking of you, Bob.
Fear the beard. All right, Mino, take it away.
Thank you, Bob. Colwell and Son brings you my leader, good dude, Stan McDowell.
Thanks, Mino. Great week.
Right back at you.
It wasn't either.
The whole...
not for him.
Jake being out, taking over the Open. Because Jake doesn't let Mino do the Open, generally.
Yeah. I think TC got a little mad at it, but it's okay.
TC loves all TC Opens.
I heard TC do E! News yesterday. Making TC mad is a good thing. And an odd thing. Let's say hello to the Hardline. They are here at Ringo's because Scruffy Duffy's next door setting up security. Not just for Mike Reiner, but also for his little buddy today, the television voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Folliwell.
Yes. Mike Reiner?
No!
Mark Folliwell.
Ladies, he's out.
Don't call him just the television voice of the Mavericks.
What should I call him?
Is he the voice?
You should call him the television play-by-play voice.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Look
a
at this, ladies. He's
and it
here.
Matters to those
just
guys.
In case somebody might think I'm talking about D-Harp.
Yeah.
Okay.
It matters to those guys.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
It's okay.
What do we call skin?
Making it Wayne.
Follow.
Third member of our
unnecessary.
Broadcast crew.
How about that? Superfluous. How about that?
Third right. member of our broadcast crew is what
failing
we
in his career. How about
refer
that?
To him
okay,
as.
Wow. Man.
Wow.
Damn. I just asked.
Sam Slam.
Friend of Shedder.
Jam.
Friend of Shedder. Sam Slam. Right Stuff.
Gosh. How great is that halftime interview, by the way?
Do we need Shedder?
Yes.
Is that... What's better, that halftime interview or the one where the girl interviewed
his
her husband?
His assistant, Coach Joe Prunty.
Wow.
Yeah, give us that.
So Laura Prunty versus Shedder?
Yeah.
Shedder has so much information.
Do you want in on this, Mark?
You guys discuss amongst yourselves.
yeah.
Well, everybody, today is...
Everybody.
I know it's Friday. March 14th, 73rd day of the year, 292 days left in 2014.
Bart. National
On this day in 1964, it is Pi Day. Sorry.
Yes. Mark.
I don't believe we've ever called it that before. Pi Day.
I believe that was a new phenomenon that emerged
hey,
this
that's
year.
My pie.
Is it?
I think so. I've never heard of it either.
How on 314 have we never done this before? It just shows we can still come up with new bits, guys.
What Twitter is good for.
New bits.
Are you're crediting Twitter with inventing this?
Yes.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah, that or Archimedes.
That's how memes happen. That's a world where Lana can take over the world.
On this day in 1964, Mike, a jury in Dallas.
Right, Jake?
Found Jack Ruby guilty of murder. The guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
What evidence do they have of it, though?
The accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy.
What evidence do they have that Jack Ruby did it? I don't understand.
And that same jury sentenced him to death. but the conviction and death sentence later overturned, and Aruby died before a retrial ever happened.
Did you write him in prison, Mike?
No, I didn't. I should have.
On this day in 1794, Eli Whitney got a patent for his cotton gin.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
An invention that revolutionized America's cotton industry.
Uh-oh. And later on...
Oh, so that revolutionized it, huh?
I would spend 3 months
all
out of
hard
the school
work.
Year every year from third grade until seventh studying it.
The cotton gin?
Yeah.
Are you telling me the black man did not welcome the cotton gin?
Don't you think
so? How did it work?
Don't you think a disproportionate amount of time at school was spent on the cotton gin?
I think that's what Mike's alluding to.
No, I agree with him.
You guys,
and maybe the
I don't really remember studying the cotton gin. I remember hearing about it and
like,
hearing this guy's name, but
like it was mentioned once or twice.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is.
Maybe no. They're the Gutenberg
because I was a child
press.
Of the Depression, and because if we didn't get our education, we were doomed to a life. Working in them old cotton fields back home, we had to learn how it worked.
Invented a cotton gin.
You all right, Mike? What just happened?
I got some P1 birthdays. Dan, it's my boyfriend Roger's birthday Sunday. I will wake him up in that special way before church.
Sure
before
you
church? Wow.
Attached is a
that's
pin.
Not
you
not
think
right.
it's playing.
You're not
that's
a church
right.
going
no,
on, man.
That's...
You, want, you mean like in the church parking lot?
If you can play Corby's bragging montage or Mark. Bob's worst Buccaneers team, it would please me.
Mark.
We have a lot
of worst Buccaneers teams.
Whoa!
We have a lot in common, Dan, and should grab coffee sometime. Thanks from Kristen.
You can go to church with her.
Yeah, if Kristen's doing that before
dude,
church.
Dude, I will go to church.
She owns a church?
I will put that on my schedule.
She's a sinner, Dan. Don't do it.
That's why I'm going to go, Mike. And then I can get cleansed.
You need to
right
turn
afterwards.
To the right. You need to face the light, Dan.
It's not going
to
take care of itself.
Good morning, Dan. Please wish the good P1, Dr. Matt Lawrence, happy birthday.
Matty Ice.
He's not a proctologist, but we all like a little taint on taint.
In a post-apocalyptic world.
Dan, please wish
taint
my friend...
on taint.
Carl Holzapfel.
Find love.
An early happy birthday. His birthday is tomorrow. Thanks from Lewis.
Have a hot Carl.
Am I late on delivering this bit of news, by the way, that our good buddy Doyle is doing traffic in Houston under the name Diesel?
Yeah, we're on that.
Okay, all right.
Dan, I'd like to wish my husband Jeremy happy birthday. I took care of him this morning in that special way with my mouth.
What?
Well, okay then.
Attached is my picture. I hope you enjoy it. Please play him a norm question for Mike. Take care from Renan.
Let's see a picture of that mouth.
Whoa.
Well, she talked about it.
Yeah, where are these pictures we're supposed to be seeing?
Well, you know how it is when I can't print. And Dan.
Damn.
So what does she want to hear?
Norm.
Asking Mike a question.
I'm sure that's getting prepared. Dan Gerbs, my neighbor, my awesome neighbor, gave me your email address. Today is my husband's birthday. Please give him a shout out if it's not too late. His name is Stephen McWilliams.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
That's from Sheila.
Sheila McWilliams?
Apparently so.
I don't know, Norm, what?
An abortion.
Oh,
my gosh.
Elsewhere, Kevin Brown, 49.
Positive
yes.
Nine.
Larry Johnson, 45.
Skyline Zone.
Wes Unseld, 68.
Bullets.
Betsy Brandt, 41.
Best known for his outlet pass.
You know her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Breaking Bad.
Marie.
Ugh.
Got a little cry face
yeah,
there.
Yeah, purple and kleptomania.
I don't see how you guys like that.
That never really went anywhere, did it?
No, it didn't.
The kleptomania.
It didn't need to.
Maniacity.
It's like Dutch choking a cat.
It was just a little red herring they threw out there.
He signed with the Cowboys yesterday, right?
So it was just
red
something
herring.
To make red you a little herring. Fired up?
Just to make you call it the greatest TV show of all time.
Billy Crystal, 66.
Greatness.
Mm-hmm. Rick Dees is 60. All right, Billy Crystal or...
don't even ask.
Who do we just look at?
Kevin Hart? Don't even ask.
Rick Dees?
Not even close.
You're an idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
No,
you're stupid. You're a dummy. Rick D, 64.
Disco Duck.
What's Gary Delabate,
53. Disco Duck.
Baba Booey.
Why Corby's off today.
Quincy Jones, 81.
Quincy!
You know who his daughter is?
Rashida?
Yeah.
Is that her name? Yeah. Hot.
Quincy!
Easy.
She doesn't have anything that you like. Doesn't have a big butt. Doesn't have
she's
anything right. in the chestal area.
No,
why
right.
would you say she's hot?
She is. She's cute. She has a little something. She has a little cushion.
You know, you find cute in places like this. All these girls in here, they're
thing
cute.
Or...
Yeah, well,
they're
what's
cute.
Wrong with that?
Did you say you would,
you know,
not...
It's okay, but...
Why
cute?
Were you
I mean, look at me.
But
that's
cute,
all I can
why
get.
Were you
but cute.
To your lap
yeah,
when
against
you said that.
Hot. That's all I can get. No, you can get hot.
Ah. Chris Klein is 35.
Whatever most, happened to Chris Klein?
Most well known for American Pie, but.
What about Election?
I will never forget Election. One of
today
the.
My day.
Perhaps top five movies of all time.
Don't you think, though, when he had.
Don't shake your head until you watch it.
Whatever.
Don't
what about
think?
You know what?
Weekend.
I'll watch 40 minutes and then just stop.
I watched Election yesterday.
The thing about Election
just read
is.
Read their Wikipedia.
You wouldn't stop.
Recap
that's how good it is.
Say that again, Mike.
What about Vampire Weekend? Wasn't he good in that, too?
Mark.
So, do you think when he was in American Pie and Election that he thought that at 35 he kind of would be out of parts?
Oh, my gosh. No way. His star was rising.
Now, what is Election about?
He's very C. Thomas Howell, isn't he?
Maybe. Chris Klein.
What is Election about?
GBL.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I'll take him. I'll take him tomorrow.
I watched it yesterday. Or
oh, by the way, Monday. Who do we got Monday, Jake? Do we want to promote it?
I'll play Big Dick.
Why not? At 150, we've got Arthur Chu, recent Jeopardy.
We do? All right.
Yeah, we do.
From Cleveland?
Yes, indeed.
The man who broke Jeopardy.
Plain dealer. Yeah.
You guys know he's from Cleveland?
We have off-brand Ken Jennings on Monday.
Oh, did you get the email I sent you just this afternoon?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet.
A follow-up on a Mike's Mind story you had
I forwarded
two
you
Fridays
a
ago.
A Newberg report, Mike.
Thank you.
What's on
Mike's mind?
Can I mention
was
the,
that included?
It's like 14 sleeps.
It was a sleep count.
Do you have anything
here?
Today on the guy in the body bag?
Like a salt shaker.
Yeah. I do.
Well, then I won't say it on the air. That's the story I sent you.
Okay.
It's a tipped over salt shaker and a headshot of Rod Barajas.
Do you know who J. Fred Muggs is? He's 62.
I don't think so.
Former director of the FBI?
Maybe you were too young, because it says he was regularly on the Today Show in the mid-50s. Mm. He's a chimp.
Yeah.
He was a regular... You have any memory of that?
No. I was
a
more
chimp
familiar.
On the morning show?
I was quite familiar with the chimps who were in the front window at Volks in Wynwood, but not this one.
You didn't have your cream of wheat?
Could a
sitting in front of the television before school?
No.
Would a Ovaltine? Would a Ovaltine?
That early?
Would a Ovaltine? Would a chimp on the magic box distract you from paddleballing?
Or ball in a cup? All right, now here's your...
I have a birthday game.
Here is not payola.
He'd park his stick horse so he could see. He rolled it around in front of the TV. Oh, whoa.
Nay.
He would stop with Jax. For
here
just
a with a look at Facebook is Mike.
Remember, I'm on threesies, okay? Don't forget.
Today in white Facebook birthdays.
Park the radio flyer.
Yes. Sunday, the birthday of Cat Ann Hargrove.
Dude, is that a relation?
No.
Okay. How many Hargroves can there be? It says here, Chris Klein went to TCU.
Really?
Book him! How come he hasn't been on the show this week, Jake?
God.
I was working on Arthur Chu, and he's been hard to get.
All right, sorry.
Also, Sunday, the birthday of Angie Constantine.
Ticket Chick Angie?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, happy birthday, Angie.
How old are her... chest
young,
puppies?
Younger than her.
You,
I would hazard a guess.
Will you announce that birthday?
if it's ever sent to me, sure.
All right. Good.
Saturday, the birthday of Chris Sphinx.
Whoa.
Sphinx.
Yeah.
Sphinx.
And back to you, Dan.
All right, now we send it to Spare Birthdays, Mina.
Somebody go! Somebody go! Somebody go! God Almighty!
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Cash, prostitutes, entertainment, yachts, nightclubs, jewelry, bounties, transportation, trips, and an abortion.
Man.
Mail that to me, or Dropbox that, please.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That might have to be a song.
That might have to be a song. That's great. Brent Gates is 44, Mike.
One of the richest men
Microsoft.
In America, I believe.
Yeah. Microsoft, that's, yeah, right.
Antoine Smith is 42.
Volume shooter.
Let's see.
He was a former Houston Cougar.
That's yes. Right.
Oh.
The Coug running back. Patriots and...
Dolphins, baby?
Texans? Here?
Yeah.
Here?
Invented the pecan log.
Look at this. Darcy Wakaluk is 48, guys.
Pothole. Well, the former Stars.
Former Stars, great.
Yes, he was one of the ones that they would run out, one of the spares that they would run out there to explain hockey to us.
Really?
When they first showed up, yeah.
Man, I think he was gone before I got here.
Yeah, he
definitely was.
He was.
He was in the grouping of the Paul Cavallinis and Darcy Wakaluks of
yes.
the world who would come out and do that.
Right. Yep. Even Rick Wilson got stuck with that duty.
So explain. Katie. So you guys are in the conference room and Darcy Wakaluk is explaining hockey to you?
No, we were out there by the place where they used to practice. Where
yeah,
we had the
Valley
charity.
Ranch?
Yeah, Valley Ranch.
Okay.
And they invited everybody out there for us to learn about hockey if we wanted to
okay.
before the season started.
You wore your jorts out there?
I don't know. I don't remember what I wore out there, but
it's
I remember.
Too cold at Star Center. You
I remember
that.
Darcy Wakaluk
long,
was
long
out
jorts,
there.
Though.
Kind of can't remember who the others. Mike.
Hunt?
No. Some guy named Mike something or other that they had that never
Sweeney?
Amounted
Mike
to
McPhee?
Madonna.
Mike McPhee?
No. Mike McPhee was good.
Okay.
Mike Madonna. That's it.
Some spare. And Elvin Walton is 50. Look at that.
Okay.
Man, I'm happy we stumbled upon the Darcy Wakaluk anecdote. This is exciting to me. I want to know more.
Ask Rick Wilson if he remembers it sometime.
Okay.
If you ever cross paths with
I
him.
I do quite a bit, actually.
Well, all right. Ask him if he remembers
it.
Whoa.
Nice. Bagger.
In our hockey chat rooms.
He's a good dude.
He's
yeah,
a very
dude.
Good dude.
Good dude.
As is his son.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Wait a minute. Good God. Son of a bitch. Can't get anything done around here.
Is it Mike Craig? It's the only other Mike I see.
Mike Kennedy.
Mike Lawler.
Mike Kennedy.
Oh,
that
Mike
was
Kennedy.
It.
Okay.
Mike
yeah.
Lawler. No, it wasn't Mike Lawler. It was Mike Kennedy.
Born on this day, now dead.
Boy, somebody has hockey reference on their BlackBerry.
Wikipedia, bro. Come on now.
Albert Einstein.
Is that a BlackBerry?
It is. The BlackBerry Q10.
So you're the guy.
Purple.
Yeah.
You no, you're
free,
not the only one. I know others.
Is that a Mav sponsor?
It's a good phone, man.
Also, born on this day, now dead.
You need a good phone, good dude.
That's right.
Kirby Puckett.
To do.
You know what
good
they
dude.
Say about BlackBerry?
What went awry with Kirby Puckett's legacy?
A little domestic violence.
Yeah, domestic violence, getting down with some old broad in the restroom at some joint up there.
A little eye cancer.
Man, you want to talk about a guy who had good dude cemented. And then gave it all back, right? Like, whoever had a bad word to say about Kirby?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Now, you know what? There are a lot of people up there who still love him. Just like there are Giants fans that love Barry Bonds.
See, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in spring training. Might have been at the game last night.
All conducting media interviews, hat
four,
in hand.
Did you see Captain Morgan last night, Mike?
Two, and you're done.
Shut it down!
Golf Rick Arnett.